were not covered. 10 million people from the outer skirts of the big cities have been provided with Medicare, and 11 million people have been provided by they were provided by goods and commodities. There are lots of statistics, but I should say that in one word, that to this government sees the biggest capital, an asset. What the government has done most has been for the water reservoir of the nation, in the course of 4 years, $10 million has been allocated for the provision of water by this government. So the government has very well managed the sanction, and it will continue to do so, but it doesn't mean that we should be negligent about the aspects of the sanctions, and also the tyranny and oppression against us should be explained. Well, the illegal activities of the great powers should be elaborated, but our people are not afraid of these pressures and will continue the course toward the restoration of their rights. So I'm ready to take the questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Allow me to seize the opportunity and welcome Dr. Mohammad Javad Zarif, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Before inviting the first journalist, allow me to briefly mention that the policy pursued by the Communications Department of the President's Office is based upon inviting all journalists and having all journalists benefiting from this opportunity to raise the questions. But we have allocated 90 minutes, and therefore there's shortage of time for that. I do respect, with respect for all the journalists, we give priority to journalists who did not have the opportunity to raise to pose the questions in the previous sessions. So I also would like to call on journalists to present brief questions, and as you just make concise questions, the president's responses will be also brief, and there will be more time for other journalists to just put forth their questions. With the president's permission, allow me to invite Mr. Jafar Azizi. He is a journalist from IRIB. I would like to call on him to put forth his question. Greetings to you. The Islamic Republic of Iran has always emphasized it's going to accept an agreement that would be a good one. From your perspective, what are the, how far are we from such an agreement, and what is the possibility for attaining such an agreement?
Well, we will try our best to reach an agreement that we would feel proud of, that would see the restoration of all the rights of the Iranian nation. And considering all the red lines that have been defined, in my opinion, the frameworks, the general frameworks considered by the Islamic Republic of Iran have been accepted by the P5+1. At the same time, in details, there are numerous differences, and all these differences should be removed. Now, what I can say is that in the negotiations, we are really serious. We do not want to waste time at all. We do not want to buy time in any way. We do not find ourselves confined to a certain period. We are not in a hurry, but at the same time, we want to use all the possibilities to come to an agreement so that the demand of the Iranian people is really matters to us, and the framework and guidelines defined by the establishment, they have always been considered. Our negotiators have been seriously following this course. If the other side does the same, and if the other side respects the Iranian people and our national interests and do not ask for too much, then I think an agreement is accessible.
Mr. Shayan Rabi'i from Ebtekar Daily, and after him, Ms. Wang Jinian from CCTV, Chinese National Television. Greetings to you, sir. My question is about the government's cultural approach with respect to the cancellation of music concerts in the past 1 year, and also the cancellation of a music concert last week that became controversial, that became a controversial issue, and it was widely reflected by the media. But regretfully, this trend is still continuing. I wish to learn about your viewpoint in this regard. The music concerts are continuously being canceled, and there are also criticisms of this trend.
Now, regarding cultural area, we announced from day one that we believe that cultural affairs should be, as far as possible, be assigned to the culturati and those in charge of culture. So the atmosphere should be designed in such a way that it would be appropriate both for those who want to make use and avail themselves of cultural products well, and also those who want to produce and offer the cultural products would be able to do this in the right way. So in our opinion, reference is the law when an organization is actually a reference to issue permits. So interference by others is not the right thing to do. So we should allow the law to be implemented. So it's assumed that to do this is good or bad, or it has good or positive or negative impacts. So this is the same problem that's just once referred to, that I said that we should abide by the law and we should not have our own personal interpretation. If this problem is removed, if we do not seek our own interpretations and readings and just leave them to the seminaries, and that we should just abide by the law and act accordingly. And any organization in charge of the permits, well, that permit should be respected because the law has allowed that organization to do that. And we should also remember this, that when within a legal framework, a permit is issued for a concert, the people are invited, and people go and buy tickets, and they prepare to attend the concert. This kind of intervention is actually the infringement of the rights of the Iranian people before actually infringing on the culturality. So I hope that all of us would feel that the 24th of Khordad, the election day 2 years ago, is still continuing. The same people who went to the polling stations, the very same people when it comes to support for the course that they have adopted, they are still on the scene. So, in my opinion, we should leave these issues behind, and through unity and solidarity and the people's presence on the scene, we will leave these behind. The government feels committed to the rights of the people and implementation of the law.
Very briefly, Are there any guarantees for the implementation of the points that you mentioned? And speaking of the permits issued for music concerts issued by the government, those permits would be canceled, the music concerts would be canceled. And this has happened several times. Can the government show more seriousness in this regard?
Of course, it's not that way you put it, but in our opinion, when you issue a legal permit, then cancellation of that permit by organizations that lawfully are not in charge, this is absolutely wrong. And if there is a point where the judiciary wants to come to the stage, there should be legal justification for the judiciary to do so.
Journalist from CCTV and the late Ms. Mahbubini Avarani from Air News Agency.
Salam, doctor. This is from China National Television, CCTV. My question is on nuclear negotiation. So how do you see the prospect and the major challenges ahead to reach a deal before the deadline of June 30? And on sanctions lifting, how much progress has been made on this issue? We know that this is the major concern of Iran. And if a deal could be reached, how long do you think it will take to fulfill to all the sanctions to be lifted? Thank you.
از تلویزیون ملی چین CCTV خدمت شما هستم. می‌خواستم در مورد مذاکرات هسته‌ای از جناب عالی سوال بپرسم. ارزیابی جناب عالی از آینده مذاکرات چگونه هست و چالش‌های پیش رو در چه می‌بینید تا قبل از اینکه ضرب الاجل 30 ماه ژوئن رسیده بشه و اینکه کلاً در زمینه لغو تحریم‌ها چه مقدار پیشرفت حاصل شده؟ چون ما می‌دونیم که لغو تحریم‌ها نگرانی اصلی کشور ایران هستش و فکر می‌کنید و پیش‌بینی می‌کنید که اگر در حقیقت توافق انجام بشه چقدر زمان می‌بره تا اینکه تمام تحریم‌ها لغو بشه؟ متشکرم.
اساس مذاکرات basically the talks are moving forward. Despite some points where differences remain regarding sanctions, their economic sanctions, actually, the fact that by implementation of the agreement, all the economic sanctions will be lifted and will be terminated and nullified, we have no doubt about this. But regarding the simultaneity of Iran's measures and the cancellation, as how it will be, there are some differences regarding this. So we do insist on simultaneity. There's a problem, and that is our negotiator side after a meeting when we come to an agreement, then in the next meeting, then the other side starts again bargaining, you know, and this simply drags and prolongs the process. So the time that we have, during that time, if the other side also sticks to the frameworks that were already agreed upon, and if they feel committed, and if they avoid entering new issues, then things could be settled, and we can reach an agreement. But if the other side wants, you know, if they want to keep bargaining, and then it may prolong negotiations.
Mehr News Agency and Ms. Amiri from IRNA. Greetings to you. I congratulate you on the second anniversary of your election. After the start of the operation by the 11th administration. There was call for better interaction between the government and the seminaries. With the passage of time, there has been growing criticism of the cultural performance by the administration and the religious authorities and ulama. They raise questions about the holding of music concerts and the presence of women in stadiums and so on. What measures has your government taken in order to eliminate such concerns by the ulama and in order to have better interaction with the seminaries? My question is about the cultural performance by your administration and also the subject of the Islamic dress code and the presence of women in the stadiums and the holding of sets and music concerts.
Well, the government has not had any interpretation or description for the disciplinary force. The government believes that all the organs, including the disciplinary forces, should act within the law, that they should act based on law. That's the only thing. I don't think this is any point for differences. The law, this problem is either derived from the canonical and jurisprudential Islamic law, or there are ratifications that are not in contravention of the Sharia and Islamic law. So we have Islamic law, and the late Imam said that the law that the Guardian Council approves of it should be obeyed by everyone, so we have no difference over that. On some other, on some cultural issues, the government is duty-bound to enforce the law. I mean, the laws at hand, they need to be put into effect. At the same time, people's rights need to be protected. But the late Imam, regarding cultural issues, there was an impasse that was there, but the Imam opened up the way. There were lots of comments that were made, and there were so many issues that in the early days of the Islamic Revolution. Some said that that women should not take part in demonstrations because when they chant slogans, then they're heard, and that is not okay. But that issue was raised in those days. The Imam stayed in Paris at that time, and he had this explicit and outright stance that he adopted. And then said, when women want to go to a vote, we just respect them, and we ask them to invite them, and we ask them to go to the polling stations. And when it comes to political and social issues, we tell them that they have equal rights. But after election, then we kind of change our minds. So our women, that means all our sisters, daughters, mothers in our society. Well, in the first place, when it comes to the religion, culture, and tradition, they have firm belief in that and respect it. Also, the Islamic dress code, hijab, and legal frameworks, they respect them all. So we should not assume that we want to implement Islam and, God forbid, women want to act against Islamic law. That's not true. Well, women, like men, and in some areas, in some other areas, they even excel men. In all demonstrations you see, in all ceremonies you see that women are present. So I think that the right of joy, excitement, and social life within religious framework and legal framework, so we need to respect that. So I don't think that in principle we have any differences. Maybe in some instances there are some differences that need to be settled.
Miri from Irna, and later Ms. Najme Bozorgmer from the Financial Times. Greetings to you. And I